This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And what a Tuesday it is. Look at the, this Mike Johnson thing. You know what? I'll address this really quickly here, and then I'm going to tell you my hammock story. It just ticks me off so daggone bad. So Mike Johnson,
failed Speaker of the House, has given Democrats everything they want. By the way, we're going to go over some financial stuff this hour and hammock story and emails and other things. But Mike Johnson, failed Speaker of the House. He was in trouble with his own party, obviously, because he keeps passing Democrat bills. Keeps passing Democrat bills. That's it. Majority of Democrats, minority of Republicans continue to vote for his bills while we have the speakership. That should never happen. It's known as the Hastert rule. It should never happen when your speaker passing something with the majority of the other party and a minority of yours, yet he's done it consistently. And because he needed cover from the right and Trump needs allies in Congress, Trump has publicly voiced his support for Mike Johnson. And so Mike Johnson's now doing the me and Trump are best friends thing. And he made an appearance today at Trump's trial in Manhattan. This ridiculous farce of a show trial going on. We don't even talk about it. It's so stupid and ridiculous. Anyway, so Mike Johnson makes an appearance there. I came here on my own to support President Trump because I am one of hundreds of millions of people and one citizen who is deeply concerned about this. That's what he said. And, you know, I was giving Biden a bunch of crap last hour. For this, remember we were, Biden got up and he said this.
100% tariff on electric vehicles made in China. People say, wow. Because we're not going to let China flood our market, making it impossible for American auto manufacturers to compete fairly.
But it's all a lie because the cars actually come from Mexico. So it doesn't apply to anything. It's just a lie. Mike Johnson is so concerned about the lawfare taking place against Trump. He's so concerned about these ridiculous prosecutions, persecutions is what they are, that he has fully funded the Department of Justice every single time he's had the opportunity. In fact, to date, Mike Johnson has not even asked for a nickel in cuts to the DOJ. And that is the ultimate and GOP thing. I mean, I gave Biden and the Democrats a bunch of crap for it last hour. We might as well make it the GOP before I go tell my hammock story. I'm here to support Trump. I support Trump. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about this prosecution. I stand with Trump. MAGA, baby. The next day, he's back in D.C. voting to fully fund the whole daggone thing. Just lies without end. Lies without end. It just steams me. Whatever. We're moving on because I want to tell a story. Why am I going to tell this story? Because it's a slow news day and I haven't told it in a while and I have a bunch of emails to get to and I feel like telling it. That's why. Does it have anything to do with politics? Is this going to tie back to modern day? Absolutely not. Nope. Absolutely not. So let me tell you a story about a hammock. You see, when I was in the Marines, when you're in the Marine Corps, you will, at least as a grunt, as an infantry guy, you will go to various locations to study various kinds of warfare. Not to make you an expert in any area, but so you have some base of knowledge should combat pop up wherever. So we had things like mountain warfare training, and we would go to the mountains, and we'd learn knot tying and surviving in the cold and rock climbing and things like that. You'd have winter training. You'd have to go learn how to dig down in the stove, find a place to sleep. You understand. Desert training, all these different things. Jungle warfare training was part of this, and for us, it was part of our deployment. Now, this is pre-Iraq. So I don't know if it still works like this, but pre-Iraq, every 2 years, pre-global war on terror, I should say, pre-Iraq, pre-Afghanistan, every 2 years, you would spend 6 months overseas. And that looked way different depending on which unit you were with. Sometimes you were on a boat floating to Australia to hit on Australian women. Sometimes for us, we were put in Japan for 6 months, stationed in Okinawa, Japan. And then from there, we would branch out and do different kinds of training. And part of this was jungle warfare training in Thailand. And they still do it today, this training program. It's incredible. It's called Cobra Gold. It's what it's called. Go look it up. Cobra Gold, it still exists. I'm sure it's changed. But we essentially get on a boat in Japan and we cruise over to Thailand. And they begin, I think it's a month long, if I remember right. It's pretty rough conditions, but you're not necessarily in the field. You're on a base, but it's Thailand. It's not exactly luxurious. And you're learning how to fight in the jungle, how to survive in the jungle, how to do various things in the jungle. And one thing you quickly learn is the jungle is an awful place. I'm sure it probably comes through the microphone, the respect I have for Vietnam veterans. And it's not that I don't respect all veterans. I do. I will tell you right now, full disclosure, I have an elevated level of respect for them for two different reasons. One, because their government completely screwed them over and did them wrong. And that breaks my heart when you do that to patriots and warriors and you lose friends with an evil government. That sucks. That's one. Two, they fought in the jungle. Almost immediately when we started working in the jungle and training in the jungle, it's just, it became so apparent how nightmarish the environment is. One, all the little annoyances that add up. You know, it doesn't come across in the movies, but it does affect you when you're constantly slapping mosquitoes off of you. It does affect you when we would go on humps in the woods, or in the woods, in the jungle, every time we stopped, you had to drop your pants in front of everyone else. And I'm not talking about Kamala Harris. You had to drop your pants in front of everyone else, and you and a friend had to inspect you to see what leeches crawled up your pant legs or down your hips and where have they attached themselves to you. You're burning leeches off your buddy with a lighter. We're thinking to ourselves, this place sucks. The snakes, there were cobras right in front of us. Of course, Cobra Gold, that's the name of it. It's the little things add up. You can't see anything in the jungle. There's no visibility at all. And it made more sense once we started training there, the Vietnam guys who would talk about how you would just walk right into an ambush and the guy would be 5 feet away and you had no idea. And you're thinking, that 5 feet, surely you could see him at 5 feet. No, you can't. You can't see anything. And it's dark. They don't show you that. But in triple canopy jungle, and this is going to come into play for our story here, it's so dark. During the day, it feels like the evening. At nighttime, it feels like you are on the dark side of the moon. When I tell you, you can put your hand in front of your face and not even make out the outline of it because there's no light coming through. I mean, there's no light coming through. It's black. There are too many canopies above you of jungle, and you just get the moon, the stars, and they're not getting through at all. But back to the creatures. Now, we were young, stupid Marines, so obviously we would play with them in the most dangerous ways possible. And the Thai guys quickly stepped in and said, please stop playing with that. That will kill you. Please stop doing that. No, don't light that on fire. Oh, yeah, Chris, tiger marks on the trees and everything else. But the deadly animals crawling around on the ground, they're everywhere. And so as we're going through this training, the Marines always do this. I'm sure they probably do it in the Army, only it's a lot softer because it's the Army. Stop. Anyway, I'm sure they do it in the Army, but when you do a training cycle like this, you'll learn this and you'll learn that and you'll learn this and you'll learn that. And at the end, there's always some gigantic, usually brutal, final exercise where you're supposed to go put all the training you received together in one big field exercise. Thailand was no different. Cobra Gold was no different. At the end of it, and I'm going to screw up these numbers because it's been so many years ago. I believe it was 5 days. At the end of our jungle warfare training in Thailand, we had to do a 5-day field exercise. That meant you're loading up your pack. Everything you need, food and everything else, has to be in your pack. They would bring water along, but other than that, you're packing it all. So you're humping all kinds of weight and you're throwing it on your back. And you're walking into the jungle mountains of Thailand, and you're going to go live in the jungle for 5 days and do that. Now, part of that was hammocks. They had to hand us hammocks. You needed a hammock for two critically important reasons. And believe me when I tell you, both of those reasons are important. One, you cannot sleep on the ground, or at least you can't sleep on the ground safely in the jungle. I didn't even mention the friggin' ants. You don't just lay down in a sleeping bag on the ground in the jungle. You wake up with a cobra attached to your face and you're saying your goodbyes to your mom. So you just can't do it. That and the bugs. And that brings me to my first night in the Thai jungle. And we'll get to that in a moment. Before we get to that, I'll wrap up that story. We get to some emails and some financial stuff. Let's get to MyPillow. You see, that night, that first terrible night in Thailand, I can't even tell you what I would have given for some MyPillow stuff. I could have had MyPillow sandals cruising around the jungle. I could have had a MyPillow pillow. In fact, even I could afford it, even as a young, very poor Marine back then, because MyPillow probably had a $25 extravaganza sale like they do right now, where you can get a 2-pack of multi-use MyPillows for $25. The sandals, I'm telling you, if you buy one pair of sandals, I bet you money you will end up buying 2 or 3 more pair. And if you happen to let your sons try them on, they'll steal them from you and you'll have to go get a new set. Anyway, those are $25 now too. The premium MyPillows, $25. $25 here, $25 there. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse and take advantage of the $25 extravaganza sale. Go drape yourself in my pillow, and I'll finish my hammock story next.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to some emails, some financial matters in a minute, but I'm finishing up my hammock story. So if you missed the background, I'm not going to go over all of it. I was in the Marines. We were doing jungle warfare training in Thailand. We're starting our final field exercise facing like 5 nights in the Thailand jungle. And we're given hammocks. Now, these hammocks, we're required to sleep in them at night. You want to sleep in them at night because you can't sleep on the ground. But they're not necessarily the kind of hammock you would put up in your backyard. Just that lovely looking kind of white thing with holes in it where you sip on a lemonade and take a nap in the afternoon.
These are hammocks you slip into. There's a top and a bottom. It's a big sleeve. That's to keep the bugs and things off of you, to keep the, try to keep the elements out. It was an ordeal setting up a place to sleep in the jungle. So we get there the very first night. And again, cobras, creepy crawlies, spiders the size of my hand, and I have huge hands. Are you looking on the simulcast? You know you can watch a simulcast of the radio show on the first TV. I have huge hands. There were spiders bigger than my hands. Bigger than my hands. Just everywhere. And so we've seen all these things, and time comes to set up our hammocks. It's getting dark. Like I said, it's getting dark quickly. And we tie up our hammocks, and I get mine tied up as well, and we all test them out, and they're doing a good job, meaning we're testing the knots, and we know what we're doing. We've tied up our hammocks. Now, I was given first watch, fire watch. I was the first one basically on duty. I had to stay awake, stand there by myself, not talking to anybody in the jungle, and you just kind of keep a lookout on things. That's part of fire watch. It's part of stand and watch. That was a long way of saying by the time my first watch, my watch was over, it was pitch black. Black. I now have to strip down to my skivvies, just my underwear and a t-shirt. You want your socks off. You want your pants off because you have to let your body breathe in the jungle. Everything's always wet and it just, you have to strip down at night. You have to. So I strip down. I am in my underwear and a t-shirt. And I carefully, you got to be careful, you'll fall over. Carefully, I slip into this hammock in the pitch black. And I'm brutally tired. Everyone is. It was a brutal day. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, finally, I get to go to sleep. And at least I'm off the ground. And it is what it is. And so I try to move in the hammock. Now, I'm not going to complain to you about being tall. I'm really genuinely not. Because people love to be tall. And I love to be tall. I'm not complaining about it. The chicks dig it. The wife was all over me. Couldn't keep her hands off me. What, Chris? It's true. Anyway, no, I like being tall. But there are disadvantages to being too tall. I'm 6'8". I went to shift around in the hammock. The hammock is not made for 6'8 people. My feet press on the end of it because I'm completely bent over and I'm curled up. I should say not bent over. I'm curled up in this whole thing. I try to stretch out just a little bit and boom, the bottom of the hammock that's tied to the tree blows out. And I need to clarify what I mean when I say blows out. I didn't say the string, the rope broke. It did not come untied. The rope that filtered through the hammock blew out of the hammock, as in you're not putting it back in there. I am now laying in my underwear on the jungle floor with things crawling all over me immediately, like it's an Indiana Jones movie. All my buddies, because you can imagine what I'm saying at the time, it's not for children's ears, I'll tell you that much. All of my buddies think it's the funniest thing they've ever heard in their life. And so they're making it worse by making fun of me, which is awesome. That's what dudes are supposed to do. And I found myself the very first night in Thailand's jungle in the pitch black, doing it only by feel, like I'm Helen Keller, trying to tie this hammock up and jimmy rig it in some way that will allow me to sleep off the ground. So I stood there bare feet while centipedes and who knows what else were crawling over the top of me. And that is my hammock story. Now, kids, you still want to join the Marines? Sound like a good time? Anyway, this stuff drives me crazy and I hate it.
My name's Joe Biden. I work for Kamala Harris. I asked her to be my vice president because I knew I needed somebody smarter than me.
I know everyone loves that. I understand that even norms, even normie Republicans, they love that routine. I will tell you, out of the president, out of all men, I really despise it for the most part, but out of the president, it irks me so, so badly. And I hate that he even feels like he has to do that. This guy, I'm just a stupid old oaf. If I didn't have a woman to help me out, I wouldn't be able to wipe off my poopy poop. I cannot stand that mentality in it. You know what? I'm going to let it go because I'm going to get to some emails. Jesse, I said something about there. You know, I've been telling you a long time that they're going to dump Biden at the convention. And someone was asking me about that. How do I think that's going to go? And why do I think they're going to dump him at the convention? I'll tell you what, we'll talk about that in a moment, and then we'll get to some other emails. Some great wins are happening out there right now, including this. Ultrasounds. Ultrasounds might be the most invaluable tool the pro-life community has ever gotten their hands on, ever. Ultrasounds, what they do is they turn the clump of cells into a baby in the mind of a mother who's getting ready to kill it. That's what ultrasounds do. For her, she's been told it's an inconvenience. It's a clump of cells. It doesn't matter. But when she lays down and she hears the heartbeat, she chooses life almost every single time. That's what preborn does. They give women who are seeking out abortions, they find them, they give them free ultrasounds. And almost every time when they get them in for the ultrasound, just get them in for the ultrasound, she will choose life. $28 is what it costs. That's what that ultrasound costs. $28, you can save a life. Think that's meaningful? Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give your $28 tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing how handsome I am. I have a couple things I'm going to get to. I want to get to some emails before I get to finance stuff. These good things, I get these emails a lot and I love them. I adore them. Send them to me when you have them. Jesse, I ran for my local school board after the bureaucrats physically and emotionally abused our children during the COVID lockdown and masking era. I now sit on my children's school board. As a proud anti-communist MAGA patriot, it's my goal to make sure liberal communist Democrat filth never comes into my school district in any of its insidious forms. I have no shame, and I have no embarrassment, and I will do whatever I need to do to protect our children from DEI, maskers, trannies, and commies. Keep the faith and keep doing the work that you do. Feel free to share my name, and his name is David. That is how it's done. That is a human being who didn't just get angry. Angry's fine, right? Plenty of good reasons to be angry. He got angry, and he did something about it. He did something about it. I love that. I freaking love that. Good for him. Good for him. By the way, Chris, while I read this next email, do me a favor and grab something. Grab that Mitch McConnell bit where he talks about the most important thing in the world is Ukraine. Because I thought about that when I listened to this. Hey, Jesse, I'm a small-time farmer. I raise pigs, chickens, and I have a milk cow. I make money off my milk products, cheeses, butter, sour cream, etc. So she pays for herself and fresh milk products, so on and so forth. But we are struggling to keep afloat. I'll skip all the details he puts in under there about the pig feed and how everything's gone up, everything she puts in here. My husband works in the oil field, and he's lucky to get 30 hours a week right now. It has sucked the last 3 years. I'm 62, and I'm back to grooming dogs 2 days a week to keep our heads above water. I run 2 home-based businesses out of my home. The food is doing okay, but not like it was even 2 years ago. My regulars are not spending like they used to. We are all struggling, and I'm worried. We are one of those who have maxed out credit cards again after getting them paid off under Trump to keep the livestock fed and our old vehicles running. I'm not sure what we're going to do if the oil field doesn't pick up. I hate O'Biden and what they have done to this country. The wokeness, the spending. Was Trump perfect? No, but at least I can honestly say he loves this country. O'Biden hates it. Thanks for listening to me complain. She didn't say complain. I live in Wyoming. Our governor sucks. You can use my name. I don't give a crap who hears it. Her name is Tammy. These stories are everywhere now, man. They're everywhere now. Here's a headline. McDonald's is considering a $5 value meal amid underperforming sales. Now, I don't expect you to care about McDonald's, and I'm not here to campaign on behalf of McDonald's, but there is testimony, recent public testimony. Carol Roth was actually talking about this, how alarming it is that McDonald's is announcing they're losing customers. People now can't afford to eat at McDonald's. No matter how bad things normally get, most of the time the fast food, you know, basic, really cheap stuff, people still eat there. Even during a bad economy, McDonald's, there's a line. Not anymore. Headline, according to the Department of Labor, this is from Breitbart, more mothers are working before the pandemic. This one's from Wall Street Silver. The median mortgage payment in the USA has reached, oh my gosh, $2,894 per month. That's the median mortgage. That's a new record. The only people with affordable housing, he says, are those who have owned their homes locked into a cheap rate below 4% a few years ago. Renters and people are being crushed. I mean, I get these emails and it kills me. It kills me. People are suffering and they can't afford it. And women are having to go back to work and people are taking on 2 jobs and they're maxing out credit cards and they're draining their savings and they're just trying to keep their heads above water. And this is what we get out of the GOP.
I'm going to try to help explain to the American people that defeating the Russians in Ukraine is the single most important event going on in the world right now.
Man, imagine sitting there at 62, taking on an extra job with maxed out credit cards, not sure how you're going to make it through another year, and the most powerful Republican in D.C. has repeatedly said his top priority is Ukraine. Whew. Oh, man. We're doing emails. We're moving on. Hey, Jesse, the idea that some voters have of voting against Donald because they're disappointed with a few things is interesting to me, he says. And side note, I agree with your frustrations with Trump regarding the FBI and otherwise, but if someone is going to vote for Biden or RFK just because they're angry with Trump, and let's say their preferred candidate wins, how much more angry are they going to be in 4 years? Voting against someone is not a solution. Emotions might be the death of us all. I think you get my drift and can elaborate more eloquently. I'm just sick of people using emotion over reason. And this is from Zach. Well, okay, your reasoning there, Zach, is my reasoning. I told you, I've always been honest with you about how I'm going to vote, who I'm going to vote for, and I don't even know why. I feel obligated to be honest with you about that. I'm voting for Donald Trump in the general election. I told you at the beginning of the primary that I was going to vote for Ron DeSantis in the primary, but after the primary was over, I was going to vote for whoever the Republican nominee was going to be. I told you that many, many, many times. I've always been open and honest about that. I, however, have never judged you if you've gone a different way for whatever reason. If you were a diehard Trump person who was going to vote for Trump in the primary, I've never tried to talk you out of that. No, I wouldn't. Good for you. Go back, Trump. Whatever. I don't care. As long as you have good reasons, your own personal reasons for voting the way you vote. Now, I want to address what Zach said here. What he said in general is why I'm voting for Trump no matter what. Trump was light years better than Biden. And yes, I have problems with Trump, and I admit those when I have them. It's not perfect, of course, but light years better than Biden. That's what we've got. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump in the general election in November. However, you talked about voting angry and your emotions getting the best of you. And I understand completely what you're saying. I'm not saying that's a stupid email or a stupid thought. However, remember this. Many, many, many people are sick and tired of GOP betrayal after GOP betrayal, and they have decided that they are done voting for the lesser of two evils. Now, if you're an anti-Trump person and you're mad at Trump about whatever it may be, his manner, vaccine stuff, I don't care what it is, whatever. If you're an anti-Trump person on the right, and you're voting against Donald Trump out of spite for something you disagree with him on, while I'm not going to vote the way you're going to vote, I actually support you. And here's why. You are taking issues that are important to you. You care enough about it, and you're acting on that. And if you're someone who wants Donald Trump to win like I do in November, then that can be hard to hear, right? Well, yeah, go ahead, support whoever you want. But I always come at this, and I always will come at this way. I try to, as best I can, see the bigger picture, and I try to see the bigger problem. And our biggest problem in this society is people don't vote. And if they do vote, they don't vote with any knowledge or care about something. You say people shouldn't vote angry? I say that's exactly how people should vote. If you're not angry at the constant betrayals by our own side, the McConnells of the world, if you're not angry at that, then I don't know what to tell you. And you can only kick dirt in the face of the voter so many times. This is something both parties do. They take votes for granted, and they get used to kicking dirt in your face because voters will prove over and over and over again that they will take it for a while. But I'm telling you, after a while, people have had enough of that crap, and they demand better. So I agree with the email in principle, but I also disagree in that if you're angry about it, if you're angry about Biden, if you're angry at Biden and that's why you're voting for Trump, I support that. You have a reason to vote the way you vote. Period. End of story. As long as it's a good reason and it's your reason, then you don't give away your vote for anybody. Not for anyone. Not for me, your wife, husband, mom, dad, nobody. If the only power you have is your vote, you don't give it away. All right? All right. Let's do some emails. I have another wonderful little tidbit. We just talked about that school board victory. Oh, there's more. There's more to get to. Also, some bad news about the illegals and whatnot, but before we do any of that, I have some good news about the pain you experience in your life. Everyone does. These bodies of ours do not last forever. They do not. Eventually, the joints start to hurt. Muscles, neck, back. Told you my back. I blew it out on Sunday when I was lifting. Relief Factor's there for us. They're there for me. You see, dealing with pain is something we must do. You can't just ignore it. Because then you don't sleep, you're crabby with people. But dealing with it in a healthy way is the most important thing. Don't go grab the ibuprofen bottle when your back hurts. Take Relief Factor every day. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Natural, drug-free. They sell three-week quick start kits. Give them a call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Go now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's an amazing Tuesday. Why? Because I am here. That is why it's an amazing Tuesday. Chris, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's get to some of those emails. Jesse, I can't believe it. I'm listening to you way too long every day, and your brainwashing, legal and local, got to me. I'm getting involved in my church to organize a Memorial Day celebration. I love the show. That's friggin' awesome. Remember, getting involved, it doesn't have to be miserable, and it doesn't mean you have to run for Congress or Senate or something like that. Yeah, honestly, you don't even have to run for school board. I bring that up a lot because those are so critical for us. Are you involved in your church? Are you involved in the HOA? Are you involved in anything, or have we just simply ceded all the seats of power to the communist scum around us? They are involved. They really genuinely are, because they're on a religious mission to destroy. We have to do the same. But there's so many opportunities there, because they're everywhere. Opportunities are everywhere for us to get involved. Howdy, Jesse. On one of your shows, you said if drones were used against citizens, the operators would be hunted down and killed. I got to think about the IEDs used against U.S. soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. Why in the world would we not destroy the factories that were making these? I don't think the U.S. fights to win, so on and so forth. He said, I'm just venting. Okay, first I'll start at the back end. We always were locating and destroying places we found that were making IEDs, but they didn't exactly advertise this is an IED factory, one. And two, so many of the IED, quote, factories aren't necessarily factories, and that was a huge benefit. It's a huge benefit for them when you're fighting that kind of war. It's not really a factory. It's my extra bedroom in my apartment. You know, that's what they would do, because you don't, when you have a guy who's making them, he's not trying to make 500 a day. He may bring in just enough material to make one. So that was one. Two, in regards to what he said about drones, well, this is just one of those things that people don't want to think things through. They don't want to follow things to their logical conclusion, especially communists. You see, communists dream about hurting you. They always have. They always will. The communists want to hurt you. They want the freedom to hurt you if you don't comply. Why do you think they're so all about gun control, no matter
what? China's the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years, which matters. As I've mourned with you in Atlanta, Monterey Park, and Half Moon Bay, been there to meet the families. Together, we won't stop until we finally ban assault weapons as well.
They want to hurt you. That's why. And so because communists dream about turning guns on you, that's why they love the FBI now. They love that the FBI is shooting you, arresting you, hunting you down. They'll fall in love with the military soon. You know how they've always hated the military because it was always patriotic? You'll start to see more and more they'll fall in love with it as the military goes communist because they love the guns. They want to use those guns on you. But they've never really fully understood how armed this country is, and they've never fully grasped what would happen if the military is used on the American citizens. They've never walked through that at all. In the mind of the communist, he'll just send in the Marines and kill all the Republicans he doesn't like, and then everything works out great for the end. And so you'll hear, you've probably seen this online, maybe you've even talked to someone in person, you can't take on the government. The government has drones. They'll just send a Reaper drone. Reaper drones have pilots. If the U.S. government, God forbid, ever were to start sending drone strikes against its own citizens, and let's say you decide you're going to drone strike my house. Maybe I'm not home, and I come home to a smoldering ruin that used to be a house with a wife, two kids, and a dog in there. I'm going to find you. And I am. And I'll find yours, too. And I'm not the only one who thinks like that. That's how people think. That's how it would look. It would be the most horrible thing in the world. And this is why I try to explain to people who are cheering for it, don't ever cheer for a civil war here. And don't think for a second the government would win in the end. They would get destroyed. But it would be so ugly and heartbreaking and so full of loss of life. But the communist is so wrapped up in his sick, demonic religion of destruction that he never thinks that through at all. They never walk through all these things at all. They never game out what these things look like in their head. They see guns. They hate the other side. I could use the guns on the other side. That's a fact. Jesse. Hey, Jesse, Oracle, Burger Master, Crayon Eater. Your yellow shirt was a nice change. I forgot about this lady who watches the simulcast and judges me on my clothes. And the color does make things seem a little larger. Why are you called Crayon Eater? Her name's Gina. Okay, so Crayon Eater is something insulting the other services say about the Marine Corps because Marines tend to be more stupid. So they say we're so stupid that we eat crayons. You know, they call the USMC Uncle Sam's misguided children. And yeah, that's just one of the various inter-service rivalry things they say. All right, let's talk about the U.S. population. Let's talk about culture. The part of illegal immigration we don't focus on much because it's offensive. Let's deal with that next. Before we deal with that, let's deal with chalk. Because maybe you're going to be offended by what we're going to talk about. And if that's the case, it's not the end of the world. It just means your T levels are too low. If you've ever written me any kind of an email, and that we get them all the time, I'm offended. You said this, it offended me. I'm offended. If you've ever written one of those, it's because your T levels are that of a woman. And gentlemen, you need high T levels. And so you need to start a male vitality stack from Chalk. Chalk sells natural herbal supplements, all kinds of it. They have this pre-workout with all natural caffeines called Chad Mode. They got Chalk Lit Powder for the morning support and a little smoothie in the morning. Male vitality stacks, female vitality stacks. You want to make your life better? Start some natural herbal supplements and watch your entire life improve. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you a special discount on the lifetime of subscriptions. So get a subscription. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. The part of illegal immigration we don't talk about, we talk about crime all the time. We talk about the burden on schools and hospitals, but there's another part of it that may be the worst. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.